FTR. Hold.
Ben, standing by for any call. 2, Yankee November, standing by for any call.
PC.
DKZ, this is K2YN.
Excuse me, good morning. College November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. Handler, G.
Jay, very good, good morning. N4DKZ, I got you right now. This is K2YN. And the name here is John. And we're in Simpsonville, South Carolina. And where it's a beautiful day, I'm sure it is with you too. Over.
And the name is Jerry. I'm sorry, I'm a little hoarse this morning. Juliet Echo, Romeo, Romeo, Yankee. Yeah, I'm in Anderson. We'll be heading over to Malden a little bit later on today to pick up the grandkids. So, haven't heard you. I think I might have heard you in a time or two earlier if you've been in the area very long.
NYK. Okay, on VHF until 2 weeks ago, so I was always on the HF bands, 40 meters primarily.
Okay, I don't get on HF at all anymore. I've been licensed for about 43 years now. I used to get on HF quite a bit, but I don't do it anymore. We don't have a good location to put up an antenna, so I stick to VHF, UHF, and some digital stuff and a little satellite work.
I've never done satellite. But this rig will do 1250, 1296, whatever, if I get the module, but I'm not going to. They want like $350 for the module, and I paid $400 for the rig. It's mint. It's an ICOM 820H, so all mode.
That's a good rig. You don't really need the 1296. There's really nothing on 1296 here in the States for, you know, as far as satellite contacts. And the band is not used a lot at all. I know a lot of guys that use it out in the Midwest, Texas, and Florida, places where they have a little better openings, tropical openings. And that's pretty popular in the Northeast, too, I think. But it's just mostly, not all line of sight, but it's mostly line of sight. You got to have some elevation. You got to have a lot of gain, for an antenna. Either a 30 or 40 element or either something like maybe a dish, maybe two. There's some activity, but just not much at all. I had an ICOM 9700. It had 2 meters, 440. 1296 all mode. It did 100 watts on 2 and 440, but it only did about 10 on 1296.
Yeah, no, it sounds too complicated. I'm not putting up a Yagi. So, 30 elements for one station, possibly. Now, I'll stick to 440 and 2 meters, and I have 220 here, but I don't have the antenna up yet. I have the rig. I'm on a J-pole right now at about 6 feet above the ground, but it's going up the tree. I'll be pulling it up. It's made out of balanced feed line, and right now at this frequency, it's about a 1.4 to 1. It's not bad. It's going to go up about 70 feet in the air.
And I'm running a 5-element beam, and I'm just in an upstairs bedroom, but I'm up about 25 feet or so, and it's going through the shingle, so it doesn't have any metal. So it does pretty good. I'm running about 10 watts right now, and I do about as well on 5 as I do on 10.
Yeah, let me look at my watt meter. I'm doing about 35. That's what it puts out on high, 35 to 40. If I had a 1-to-1, it would hit 40. But it regulates in relation to alpha power, in relation to SWR. Been licensed since 67, Jerry. So, got my novice then. And then in 1970, in June, we got the advanced and extra on the same day. That was a great day for me. So, we've been hamming about 55 years. Over.
Newcomer. Yeah, I wish I'd got my advance when they were still offering the 2x2 calls. But I just got out of it. For the most part, I changed jobs, and I was so busy I just didn't have time to do much. But I was real active for the first 5 or 10 years, I guess. But after that, I still always had some kind of radio, but I didn't put anything up HF-wise since probably about 86 or 87. But I had a vertical, and I got interested in VHF, UHF stuff, and I had a VHF, Yagi up about 45 feet, I guess, and worked up and down the East Coast pretty well. I only had 10 watts then before I got an amplifier, and I was running an ICOM, I guess it was a 251A at that time. And it was only, like I said, it was only 10 watts. I made a 100 watt version. I didn't get it, but I did get 180. I think it was 180 watt Mirage amplifier, and I had a mass mounted preamp. And I worked 2 minutes. Worked something 440 as well, 432 as well, but I could work up into Delaware. I was living in the Charlotte area then. I could work up into Delaware, worked off of Virginia. I could work down into Florida, you know, if the tropo was good. But you really got to have I've got 2 meter side bend. This is all mode rig as well. But you really got to have a good antenna on side bend. There's just not that much activity on it these days. They have a net on up here in Gainesville. Here in Gainesville, Georgia, it's on every Thursday night. But it's not as popular as it has been in the past. But a lot of these multi mode rigs are coming out now that have all bands, all modes. Maybe that activity will improve some.
Maybe. Yeah. That'd be interesting. I was hoping to make a simplex contact. Like I say, I've only been on a couple of weeks. I only checked twice, put a call out. No reply. Of course, I'm on vertical polarization near the ground, so I don't expect much. But might even put it up today if I could just motivate myself, get the air cannon out, shoot it up over the branch, and pull up the antenna. That might be a good project. Over.
Shit, you on the input. I can't pick you up on the input, but I'm down in a hole. I'm only about 700 feet above sea level. I'm pretty close to Lake Hartwell here, probably 100 yards, maybe at that long. That's distance from the lake. So I'm down in a hole. I'd have to have a 90-foot tower to get up almost to road level, so that's one of the reasons why I just, you know, use my UHF and VHF, because I'm just not in a real good location. I got houses and transformers on both sides. I mean, I thought about putting a vertical back up, but there's just too noisy here in this neighborhood to do that.
Oh, let's see, here we are. That's a shame. I got a little more space here and a lot of trees. Very mature, tall trees. So I use them to my advantage. So my primary antenna was 134-foot doublet at 75 feet. And that was my north-south antenna. And the east-west antenna is at 85 feet. And that's a 80-meter loop. It's a modified loop. They call it the super loop. I build my own antennas. And I crafted that one up. And it works as an 80-meter loop normally, but on 40 meters it becomes two independent one-wavelength loops due to the tuned stub that's in the middle of the top wire of the delta loop. It's 30 feet long, balanced feed line. And on 40, at 40 meters, where the bottom of that feed line opens up, and you end up with two loops. Over.
I'm not a wire antenna guy, but I'm pretty familiar with them. Yeah, super loop's a good antenna. Well, I understand that you, I just don't have the room and don't have all the trees in the backyard either. All the trees are gone. We had to cut quite a few of them down to the next door neighbors. Don't have any trees in their yard either for the most part. So, you know, wire antennas. I could run one from this upstairs bedroom down to the ground, maybe try an end fed, but I would like the RFI would just be terrible with those transformers in the backyard. And I got deep lines on three sides of me. And so that'd probably be a waste of time to do that. Although I may try it sometime. I don't know. It's just a little more than I want to deal with right now. I got a lot of other things going on. And but it'd be interesting anyway. But I'm only running 10 watts. So, really need to be in a quiet area to use something like a QRP rig.
NJLTR.
Hey, Tom, good morning.
Yes and no. We're on I-85. We just passed one crash and some other hazards, but getting along like Willie Nelson. We're on the road again, headed down there to Jerrystown. Go ahead, Jerry.
How you doing, Bernice, doing today? I hope we'll get it in here for business or for more doctor visits.
Well, I got to go to the VA and get my foot looked at, Jerry. When your wheels don't work, you're in a lot of pain, and my left one's not working as good as it should. Go ahead, John.
With the foot.
About, I don't know, how many years ago? 20 probably. Time flies, John, at my age. But I had a couple of tendons torn, and they fixed those, and they broke again, and then they went in there, and they did a subtalar fusion, and I always say I got a 3.5-inch sheetrock screw from my back of my heel up through my ankle, and then I got, I think, 4 other screws in there, and it's just hurt every day since for the last 22 years. I think I had it done the year 2000 at Kansas University.
Talk up, buddy.
There's Gabriel. That's a rare disease, John, AGE.
About a little about that, but not yet. I'm not paying the dues yet. It'll be coming. Age is 68, Tom. And so far, so good. Yeah, it sounds like you're the $6 million man when it comes to your foot.
Yeah, I'm at least that with all the other surgeries I've had. Go ahead, Gabriel.
Wonder if I'm going to get through it or not. I have to go to the parts store to get some goodies. I have a broken exhaust bolt. I need a rethread, and this is one of the jobs I really hate, but somebody has to do it, I guess. This morning to all the other stations, saying why hear who was over there, but yeah, I know all the pain too. Tom, trust me, my back is killing me, but I'm still mobile.
Well, I just have to say your face is killing me. That's what my wife usually says. Not actually, that's one of my sayings. Throw your call sign out there, Gabriel, and then pass it over to Jerry so these guys will know who you are.
Okay, before NC Mobile. Go ahead.
I mean, I was swapping radios up back on my regular base mobile rig here that I use now. I don't know whether I was, how good I was getting into the repeater or not. But anyway, I'm trying out a new power supply, Tom, and it seems to be working pretty well. I don't hear any noise on this end, and I can't see anything on the little band scope I got here on it, so I'm hoping to stop putting any hum or whine or anything out.
What's you, John?
Everything's fine. It's doing a good job. Doing a good job. And while I got the mic, KB4NC, what's the handle?
No relation.
Well, let's see shoot we got here. Sounds like we got a group here. I'm writing everything down. I've only been on a short while. I've got a lot of names to remember, but quite an active frequency here.
Morning, Gabriel.
Yes, you were saying?
You chop, chop, chop that time. Where you headed to today?
I go to the parts store. I need a helicoil kit for a couple bolts that came broken doing a head job for a friend, and that thing came with a broken bolt. That was bad.
Yeah, Gabriel, sounded good, John and Tom. Hope everything work out for you, Tom. The VA here is, from what you told me and other people who, in the area have told me, this is a pretty good one. I don't think it's been there more than a few years. That's fairly new. I'm sure I don't go that way very often, but first of brand new, and it kind of popped up overnight, I guess. But hope you have good results out of it today. I know you've been have to deal with that thing for years, and hopefully they'll get you some help. M4DJC, and let's see, I guess John, take it.
Gabriel coming in nicely. I've been lucky so far, very lucky. But I have a lower back problem, like Gabriel was talking about, so a little something cropping up, a little curvature and a bulge in a disc. So I took the shots the other day, steroids, and it made things quite a bit better. So we'll see how long that lasts. And, today I think I'll put up the antenna. We'll get outside and shoot the air cannon. This is K2YN.
Hey, those steroid shots, they do me more damage than they really do me good. My case is easy, man. I just have to wait, lose some weight. that's the tricky part always. Doctor says I got 40 pounds over my overweight, so that's going to be funny to see.
That can be eating habits too. So I went from 245 down to 195, 50 pounds in 4 months. And only thing I did was I didn't worry about what I was having for meals, but I didn't eat for convenience in between.
My case is I have to stay put for a while. I mean, I got a surgery 2 months ago, and I didn't move a muscle for like 3 months. Even if you drink water, buddy, you gain weight. Well, I am like that. I mean, I drink a glass of water, and I pump 5 pounds out of that, to tell you that. But anyway, this is my stuff, guys. I catch you guys in a few minutes. Okay, before I see you tomorrow. Go ahead, though.
Nice to hear you this morning, Gabriel. You have a good day and a safe day, most of all. 73s. Yeah, I had those steroid shots in the back the other day, and it made me sicker than a dog. They gave me a shot of something like lidocaine and then jammed another square needle up in there. And they have to do it twice, and then they can do an ablation of that nerve, and it's supposed to last a year. And I told him, I said, you know, I've been through heck, and I'm not going to go through any more of that. And I didn't take the second set of shots. I'll just deal with it. And it hurts. It's been hurting this morning, but c'est la vie. I've had lots of pain for lots of years, so I'm not going to have any more intentionally. That looked like an undercover highway patrol. I'm going to get over here in this other lane. We're trying out ways this morning, Jerry. I haven't used it because I didn't have unlimited data, and now I do. And got a cheaper plan with Spectrum there. It works pretty nice. It tells you where all the accidents are and everything. I might just take this GPS down. It's a great GPS. It's about a 7-inch one, I think. But my phone's a lot smaller, but it's really detailed. And the kids use that Waze, W-A-Z-E, all the time. So I guess that's what I'll use from now on. Get something else out of the windshield here, besides the radar detector. Go ahead, Jerry. N4DJC in 0TR.
R in the group, N4DJC. Yeah, I use Waze is more, works better for me than the Google Map stuff does. And plus, I've got AirPlay on my car, so I can just get in there and it links up. So as I get in the car, it pops up on the dash display. I was going to ask you how the Spectrum thing finally turned out. I know you had a time with them to begin with, and I'm hoping that it worked out okay. I'm in the process. I'm going to get all mine over, move mine over to you before the end of the year, as far as I can tell. And hopefully it'll be as good as Verizon was. I'll tell you one thing, Verizon just gotten out of sight. Just they're crazy expensive, and they're all that way now, I guess. But Spectrum seemed to have the best deal of anybody for us anyway. So hoping yours is working out. Hoping your changeover is working out well.
Listening in, we've got Spectrum here. I don't know if it might be the triple play. So it seems to work out okay. And the price isn't too bad. Other than that, really, I don't think I want to focus on pain this morning. We all seem to have our little problem or problems, so we just live with them. I'm lucky with my back because when I sit, there is no pain. It's standing and walking. So I can't go much more than 100 feet without feeling it. So when I'm doing like the wire antennas, 134 foot long, I get to each end and I have to take like a 1 minute break. You know, bend over there so the back feels better. And then I can straighten up for about 4 minutes, 5 minutes. So, pain in the butt when you're doing antennas. I have some friends that help at times. When I can get them, it works out a lot better with walkie-talkies, you know, handhelds and all of that, you know, where everyone's in communication. But I have some projects coming up, so I've got to coordinate all that. And today, I shoot an air cannon. It's very controllable. Wonderful device. And I have a tree branch sticking out perfectly at 75 feet. It goes out 10 feet, and it's about 5 inches in diameter. Nice heavy branch way up high, so I'm going to shoot over that. So, anyway, let me see now. Oh, Gabe took off. Tom, it's yours, N0TR. This is K2YN.
I'm out here by the Doppler Tower on WYFF4, Jerry, coming your way. So am I still making it, Jerry?
But a flutter, Tom, but that's all just normal mobile flutters all. But no, you're solid. And I had my neck surgery about 15 years ago. I had to have a disc replaced, had the donor bone, had a titanium plate and all. So I've been through the same route that, but mine was real successful compared to most. I guess I still got about 85% use of my right arm. My strength came back and don't have any pain. I was under tremendous pain and the doctor told me, he said, the only reason I want to do surgery, he said, I don't want you to develop any type of, he said, that may not help the pain, but that weakness is troublesome because it may cause further problems on down the line. So he just did one level and pain went away as soon as I got, pain was gone as soon as I got out of surgery. So I was real thankful that mine went as well as it did. But I didn't wait long either. When mine started giving me trouble, I started having trouble in September of 2004, and had my surgeon done either in October or November of that year, so I got it before the nerve damage got too bad. Okay, Tom, it's your turn now. N0TR, N4DJC.
N4DJC, N0TR. We got 7.9 miles to go before we turn on exit 27, Jerry. Yeah, to answer, if I can remember both your questions, one was about the spectrum. Bernice don't use her phone hardly ever, so she's got 1 gig. I got unlimited in $63.99. And then the one from Verizon for just 1 gig on mine, or 5 gig, I think it was. Anyways, it wasn't very much. I think it was 5 gig. But $90.45. So we paid our last bill yesterday to them. And so far, so good. Everything on Spectrum seems right up to snuff. And to answer your question, oh, there's a turn to Williamson, where Bernice goes to the sewing place. To answer your question, yes, the VA's been very good down here. I did hear a horror story a couple of days ago, but I won't repeat it here, about one up north and east, I think up in Virginia. But at any rate, this podiatrist, they don't have any in Greenville, so that's why I got to come over here, Jerry. Go ahead, John.
Okay, they needed a specialist, of course, a podiatrist. And let's see, so you have to do a little driving to get to that specialist. Well, that's 7.9 miles. It's not very far, so you're just about there, about destinated, as they say. And you can go in and say, I hope things work well.
You get off on 81 there on exit 27. Of course, I know you got your preventive measures in place there, but this, a lot of time, this time of the day, when you get past the Bosch stuff there, when you headed on in towards the VA, a lot of times there's a totally unmarked trooper in the suicide lane there somewhere along the way. They don't get their VA off, but they're usually there, you know, around lunchtime and sometimes in the afternoons. And yeah, they have, now they use, you know, unmarked trucks now too. So I went by one the other day, and it was either Ford or a Chevy crew cab truck, and it was a state trooper in it, or a county guy. I think it was a state trooper there.
Say what, we just had an unmarked trooper pass us in a Dodge, Charger. And I seen him coming up from behind me, but he wasn't running radar or laser. But everybody in the fast lane there was cruising 80, so that's where I was at. And the traffic's not bad at all out here right now, but the speed limit there was 60. Now it's going up to 65 here, it says. So I'm glad he didn't decide to hit me with a pulse radar, or I'd have been dead meat. You can't get your foot over to the brake fast enough, and that's just a dead giveaway if they see your brake lights. But I still have fun with the radar detector. Just like now, there's one at 24.201 gigahertz. I don't worry about those. Those are door openers and stuff like that, and burglar alarms. But when it comes up 35 gigahertz, anywhere from 34 to 36, you best start looking out, because that's a KA band, and it doesn't go very far. And they are deadly, right down to the mile per hour. They've got the technology down now, not like in the old X-Band days. Guys, I'm going to let you go because I'm getting closer. I really enjoyed it, John. Nice hearing you this morning. Your signal just even got better over here. And Jerry, yours is solid into the repeater. Maybe I'll catch you on the way back, Jerry. John, go ahead and take it. This is N0TR clear.
Okay, Tom, you're there. So, good luck with all that, as I said before. And this X and K bands and all, I don't have that equipment in my car. Actually, I'm just doing 10 over the limit usually in the middle lane. So, they don't seem to care about you're talking about. And I'm going the speed limit, or maybe 2 miles over, you know, whatever. Not enough to be tickable, but I give them a wave. Anyway, they go like, nah. We'll talk to you later, Tom. Terry, I got to jump out, too. This is K2YN with N4DJC and N0TR is closing up shop and going in to see the doctor. We'll talk to you guys later, K2YN.
Okay, John, good talking to you today, Tom. Here, please have a safe trip back if I don't catch you. John, I'm going to get over towards Malden later on this afternoon. I may try to hit you up on Simplex if I can. I'm not too far from Simpsonville, but I just have my hand here with you. You guys have a great day. I'll probably catch you later on this afternoon. N2YR, I think that's correct. I didn't write it down, John. I'm sorry if I didn't. N0TR, N4DJC, clear.
202 Yankee, November, K2YN. See you, Tom.
Tom, thank you. Good evening. Good morning. 73, N4DJC, clear.
N0TR, clear. Exit 27, Jerry.
4CBA Mobile.
That's it, Mobile. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Just walked off the tennis court and headed to the house.
Having fun. Man, I wish I can do that.
Six.
Leaving the parts store. Chasing a drill and top set for fixing a exhaust manifold broken bolt. Since I'm working on those things since yesterday. God, I hate that. A 5-minute job turned into a 3-4 days adventure. Oh boy, but that's what it is.
I used to work on cars and I was always having to get one of my taps or dies out and cleaning up anything from a drain plug to, just anything that bolts that hold the transmission on the engine and anything you can imagine. I've threaded it or... sometimes you just have to replace it. I'd have to send somebody out. It'll just booger it up so bad it wasn't, repairable. Or it just broke off. and then you're really in for it.
Excel bolt? Oh, boy. I'm not like to toot my horn, but I'm pretty good getting all those bolts after all these years. Man, once in a while you get one of those suckers that are really stuck on it. And I try all the tools I got. I almost put the whole head glowing red and it still works. But so I was like, you know what? I'm not going to waste more time in this thing. And I'm just going to drill it out and re-thread it. And that's it. They will be happy.
Sometimes you have to resort to drastic measures. Oh, me. I tell you, I've run into some crazy things, and it can really get frustrating.
I just remember that one. My ex-father-in-law, really nice guy. He used to work on automatic transmissions back in the days. And he's got this old Chevy pickup, a C10, like 79, 80, something like that. And he told me that he's got a bad head gasket. So I took the back covers off. And I see a weird head bolt, and I touch it, and it moves. And I was like, oh, you got a broken bolt. And I was like, really? Yeah. So, but I fight for 2 days getting the piece out of it, out of the inside of the engine. So finally I managed to do it. And he gonna get a whole set because they ain't wanna sell one. Okay, before I see my old variety. And I remember that he's gonna say, why we gonna check the other one? Suddenly, man, I just barely touch him with a socket just to see if they were tight, and they start to crack. I mean, like 6 bolts broke. The wrong ones and the short ones. And I was like, you know what? What? Let's get the thingy out. After almost 3 days of job.
I always have people say, you know, oh, it'll be a quick and easy job. And I say, well, you just jinxed it, because anytime somebody says that, it turns out to be a disaster. At least that's the way it seemed to me. I said it's going to be easy, then, you know, look out. Someone's going to break. And, you know, I've seen bolts cross-threaded from the factory. It does happen. I didn't see myself, but it wasn't there yet to pull something and big, you know, like the transmission or whatever. And that's the only, you know, it's never been out. So that's the only person that could have cross-threaded it. And, but anyway, that's just the way it goes when you... when you're working on anything. And and of course, the smaller the bolt or screw, the worse it gets, you know. The little tiny ones are the fun. I had to replace them. It was loose in there, wasn't tightened, so I just got me a little pick with a point on it, and I was able to back that, what was left of that screw out and put a new antenna in, screw a new antenna in for them. And they bought one, and well, you know, because you can't receive FM radio without it. Of course, now everybody's got XM and all that stuff, so who cares about listening to the radio?
Oh, all right. Man. No, that's this guy's got a little Dakota with a 3.9, the V6. People love it. People hate it. But in this case, it was working good. But he's got a leak intake. Actually, the thermostat housing was leaking. Suddenly the leak disappeared by himself. That's what he told me. And it is, I mean, it got a little bit rust, you know, a little crust, build it, and then start to work again. But after that, one of the heat hoses blew up, and he bust the head gasket a little bit. Man, as soon as we touched the success manifold bolts, they just snapped. And I was like, Jesus, here it goes. And the guy in the machine shop, he didn't want to even touch it. He told me, said, no, those are your specialty, so you do it. And I was like, no, I'm not. Well, looks like he got right.
Some of them will mess with them and some of them won't. It just depends on where you take it. I used to have a good machine shop I went to, but trying to think of the name. I think it was on Green Avenue, but they closed. And well, there is one over in Berea that's still open, I think, that does good work. But I haven't done any of that in a while, so I just try to keep my own car maintained and, you know, what's not covered under my extended warranty. And basically, it's just changing the oil. I'll change the oil and do, you know, do the brakes and stuff like that. And because that's not covered under my extended warranty. And let them do everything else. They just put a new radio in it. They had to replace that whole unit, and it's called a ATM audio control module. and didn't cost me a dime.
You bet. No, well, I have to deal with all these things every single day, but in this case, man, yeah, like you said, I mean, the small the hole is, it's more difficult. Sometimes they're pretty easy, but sometimes they don't go without a fight. And I'm at a point with, he uses four bolts for each side. I just got one good bolt out of the six. I mean, out of the eight. So, oh man, it is rough. Trust me, it is rough. But that's what the money came from, so we have to do it. All right, buddy, I'm heading the driveway now, so nice talking to you. I catch you later on. Just looks like I'm gonna have to go and pick up more parts later, so catch you on the other way around. Okay, before NC Mobile.
I don't know if we're following each other or what, but I've had you on the input the whole time. Real strong signal on the input frequency. It's kind of interesting. And enjoy the rest of your day. 73's KB4CVA.
I loved you over there. You were playing to the Twilight Zone, but you coming back. Anyways, I got worse days, trust me. This one is just, you need a couple beers, sit down and start to do this thing slowly and you will do it. Anyways, I catch you on the other side, KB4NC. I'm home.